Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. All right, guys, today, I know it's a bit of a divisive choice, but I am live on TikTok today for this one. You know, it's a morning episode, so we can see how many people tune in. Maybe it's nobody at all. Maybe it's just a few people. But I wanted to do something that I haven't done in a while. I feel like it's been a long time since I did that. Let me take a little look here and see how long it's been since I went live. It's been a little bit. Since before Hannah Teslin was on the show. That sounds like a long time ago. Okay, so since June? Is that right? Since June? Okay, well then it's just time to do this anyway. Then it's just overdue anyway. But I thought, you know, like I would do some updates on things that are going on. There's a lot of cool things that I can talk about this week. And also wanted to open it up to the group here. Hey, everybody joining in the live. Thanks for hopping on. Also wanted to open it up to the followers here to answer any questions and get into some conversations. So for those listening, thank you, Karuna, for the baby fox. That's cool. For those listening to the podcast after this recording, I apologize in advance for pausing so much to thank the people. But Karuna sent another rose. That's so cool. Thank you. And oh, and a panther. Okay. So let me just get right into it. Miss Thing, love your content. Makes me laugh. Living in Germany. Thank you so much. You know, I had a funny interaction yesterday. I was here in Munich and I was in Zendlingertor and I was on the phone with my friend Giovanni. And we were talking about all these things that were happening for us, or like about to happen for us, that were really cool, you know, that were really, thank you for the follow, thank you for the gifts, Karuna, that's so cool. We were talking about things that were happening, like he's a musician and his audience has grown a lot recently, and he's about to, you know, do some pretty big things, and I'm really proud of him and really happy for him. And then I was telling him some things that I was excited about, like I was very proud of like the follower growth recently and some projects and some events that I'm going to talk about here later that I was like informing him about. And in the process of us just like kind of complimenting each other and being so proud of each other, this group of girls came by, like young girls, and they saw me on the phone and they were like, are you that guy from TikTok? Are you that guy? And it was so funny to be in that position. It was so flattering. And I ended up telling Giovanni, I was like, hey, Giovanni, I got to put you on hold for a second. Some girls want to take a photo. And he was laughing like, but it was so cool. And yeah, we took a selfie and it was very sweet. And then I called Giovanni back and he's like, you goofball, you dog, you. But it's really fun and it's cool. It's really a fun, exciting time. And yeah, let's get into what people are writing here in the chat. Hello, chat. Tim Bullock, moin, wie geht's? Alles gut? Bei dir? Let's see here. I know one. Okay, so Jamie King says that they know one German word. I'm a little scared to ask what it is here. Jo, hallo, Jasmin, Mia. Hi from Baden-Württemberg. Baden-Württemberg. Mikrowelle is the word. Okay, I thought it would be something else, but that's nice. That works too. Jasmine's from Sydney. Hey, you know, I'm always confused about what the time difference is between Munich and Sydney. I have a few, because there's a lot of Australians here in Germany, actually. I always am kind of surprised how many Australians are in Munich. I mean, at least in Munich. I can't speak for the rest of Germany, but I feel like I always meet so many of them, and I don't know why I didn't just like look that up. Okay, thank you. So right now it's 8 p.m. Oof. Wow. Okay, so 9 hours ahead. 9 hours ahead. Boah, that's a long. Let's see here. Ooh, okay, a lot of comments. Hold on. So, did you go October getting? Not sure what that means. Hello, Mandy. Another American in Germany. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How did you learn speaking German? You seem very integrated. It's all a ruse. It's all an illusion. And what I'm really waiting for here is the classic message of people being like, "What? You sound crazy with your American accent. I didn't know that you weren't German." I'm waiting for that one because I constantly, I mean, it's flattering because it means that the videos are hitting something on the head, but it happens a lot that people are very surprised that I'm not German. So it's you know, that's good and bad. How did I learn? I mean, I'm not even fluent. You know what I mean? Like, I think I just have this. I started kind of mocking German behaviors as a way of coping with, you know, the difficulties of living abroad. And that just benefited me. That just worked for me. And I was grateful that was something that worked out. But I mean, I have a B1 certification. So for those, you know, I've talked about it a lot here. This is like a live recording for my podcast, Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. And for those who listen to the show, I've talked about the certifications a lot, and it's you know, B1 is like this, you know, standard sort of like intermediate understanding, but I've never gone past that. I probably should at some point, but I'm not, you know, dying for it. Tamara, thank you so much for the, are those garden gnomes? How German. I love it. Thank you so much for the gnomes. That's so cool. I never saw that one before. Let's see here. I got to catch up on some of these comments. Friend Daniel says, "What a handsome man. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you." Yeah, a lot of Aussies and Kiwis in Germany. Absolutely. I guess you guys probably know like a peer of mine. He's also a content creator called Austrian Kiwi. His name is Jonathan, and he lives, I think, in Salzburg. And he's from New Zealand. And He makes really good stuff. We did a video together, actually. It's on his TikTok, but it's on our shared Instagrams. And if you haven't seen it, you should go see it. It's pretty funny. Vito Boy, hi from Israel. No hate, please. I don't do any hate on my channels, so just hi. Thanks for joining the chat. Hello from Switzerland. Hello from Munich. Jasmin, ja, das dauert so lange zurück zu fliegen. Yeah, it is an insane flight. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, and I've always wanted to go to Australia, for very, very different reasons, both of them. But the travel kind of freaks me out. Like, I'm not afraid of flying. I don't have any problem being on a plane. But something about, I just don't know if I can dedicate that much of my life to, it's like 20, isn't it like over 20 hours or something? Brot, with the roses, you're crazy. Thank you so much. My God. That's so cool. Thank you so much. Guys, give it up for Brot, huh? How about put a little baguette in the chat for Brot? That's very nice. That's really, you're going to get carpal tunnel. You have to stop. He's sending hundreds and hundreds of roses, these gifts. It's unbelievable. I live in Munich, for those who just asked. You saved my ass in university. I wrote an essay about your memes about the German language. Well, that's very kind of you. I'm a little surprised you didn't fail and get kicked out, honestly. let's see here. Yes, Munich, I've said it already. Brot, with over 300 roses. That's unbelievable. That's really, 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 really crazy. Let's see here. Jasmine says it's so nice. It's worth it. Yeah, I should just try and. It's just such a trip. Landlord, typing the baguette out for Brot. Thank you so much, guys. This is really cool. Wow, what a way to start off alive. I've been live for like 5 minutes. We're already at so many crazy likes and gifts. That's really. Brot sent 399 roses. Guys, come on, let's put baguettes in the chat for Brot. That's so cool. Ich liebe Brot. Ich liebe Brot. Let's see here. Brian Alsi here that just arrived in Köln. Travel is not that bad. Okay. I should probably just I mean, the thing is, I like traveling. So why am I even bringing that up? You know, it's just like an easy excuse to not go and do something. It's an easy excuse to just not go do it. But I should do it. I should do it. I haven't traveled also in a long time. I really do. I was trying to think of the last time I really did like some good, decent traveling. Because, you know, when you live abroad, most of your travels are sort of condensed into going home where you're from. Right? I mean, like, you save your money. It's funny, like, you were working and, like, saving money where you're from in order to live abroad, and now that you live abroad, you're spending all your money and all your time to just go back home, and it's kind of silly when you think about it, actually, that, like, you worked to, like, get out, and now you're spending all your time and your money to get back where you came from. But it's important. There's family, there's friends, you have a whole life, it's a culture, it's a language, it's a whole thing, so... it's just kind of like the deal you make with the devil when you move abroad, unfortunately. But I do like to travel. Like, I haven't done anything from moi, like my own, a place that I wanted to go to aside from having like a reason or someone to visit. And it's a shame. I mean, it's pandemic stuff, right? I mean, the pandemic sort of, I used to tour a lot for music and I think pandemic sort of just shut that whole thing down, and then you know, my comedy stuff picked up and I focused more on that, and things just change. Tamara asks, memorize versus Duolingo for Deutsch, which one is better? I feel like probably the chat would have a better answer for something like that than me. I think I used memorize just for the thing is, I'm not a great app learner. I used Memorize a little bit. I used Duolingo for a lot longer. I feel like Duolingo has a great user interface. Like, their UI is really great. It's really, like, fun to use. I think their social media is unbelievably, like, it's great. You know, I feel like Duolingo is funny, and they're aware, and they're with it, and they're cool. It doesn't mean that it's easier to learn on their platform just because I think they're a cool app. But... I've heard Babbel is pretty amazing. I used Babbel for a while. And probably obligatorily, I should say that you should probably consider Lingoda. I've done a few videos for them. They're not an app. It's an online language school. And I have done classes through their, like, I've used their services also as someone learning German before. And they do have a good product. I mean, they have good teachers. It's like 24/7. This is not an ad read, so I'm not gonna. This is not a promotion for them. I'm not sponsored by them or something. I'm just saying, think about Lingoda if you want like online classes. If you want someone to teach you how to, you know, learn the language. I'm more of a teacher guy. I learned German best in a series of like one-on-one teachers and one-on-one online classes. To pass my B1, I did like months of intensive one-on-one classes, like with one, she was pretty young. She was like a 22, 23 year old teacher. Like, I don't know. I was 30. She was like 20 or something. And when I passed the B1, I did like back to back to back, like daily one-on-one classes. And that helped me more than anything. That was the most I'd ever been like confident with German. Ryu Chan says, hey, hi, welcome to the chat. Welcome to the live, guys. Before I go live, I haven't done it in a while, but whenever I'm about to go live, I always get really anxious and I get very reclusive. And then I tend to think maybe I shouldn't do it because I think to myself, like, what am I going to offer to these people who are spending their precious, beautiful time looking at me in this 9x16 frame? Like, you know, I'm not at an event. I'm not at some crazy thing. Like, how can I offer entertainment? But then as soon as I do it, I'm so flattered by all these great people. Like, I remember to myself, like, I enjoy getting to talk to the people who are kind enough to follow my videos and to follow my channel and to like, for clicking this thing up here and subscribing and sending roses. Like, it's just so cool to actually get to talk to you guys, too. I feel like I'm always hustling to make the videos, but it's the live thing is also a reward. It's a really a reward for me to like get to see what's up with you guys and to meet you. So let me backtrack a bit. Jimmy, how effective are the intensive classes? I mean, when I first came to Germany, like when I my first year, I did a lot of intensive courses. I did a huge stretch of them, weeks on end, but I didn't have a regular job at the time. You know, like I think if you're freelancing, it's easier, or if you don't have a regular job yet, it's probably easier. I think if you have a regular like 40-hour a week job or something, I don't know how realistic it is that you can really find the time to do like seriously intensive classes unless you just don't want to do anything else. Like unless you're like, I'm going to work and I'm going to do intensive courses, because it's a lot of time. It's very it can be exhausting. But I have to say, for someone like me who does not really have the mind for language learning, Tamara sent the hat. Thank you. for someone like me who doesn't really have like the language mind, I have to say, I think jumping into an intensive course is very helpful to a point. And then you're going to be the type of person who says, I need to do this on my own with an app and go meet German friends or whatever language you're learning and go get immersed. I mean, immersion is the best thing for sure. Or you're going to be, you know, like me, I needed just one-on-one classes. I needed to not speak in front of others. I needed to speak like directly to a teacher and trust that the corrections are like, you know, I get so insecure about that stuff. I get so wrapped up in my own, thoughts too much. And then I needed just like a direct teacher to be like, hey, you know, like stick with us here. Come on, pay attention. And then I got better. Jasmine, totally agree. One-on-one is the most effective for me, at least. For me, at least, it was. Let's see here. Servus. Wait, are you legit German noble? No, I'm not legitimately. I'm not legitimately a German noble. I'm not even German, actually. Oh God, he said it. Maike, hallöchen from Sauerland. I feel like you could just call Germany Sauerland, the land of the sour people. Oh, let's see here. Oh, Micah, thanks for the follow. Agnes Lange. Oh, I missed. Oh, where'd it go? I was scrolled and then it went away. I want to see what Agnes Lange. Hallöchen, I enjoy your funny videos. Thank you very much. Let's see. Thank you, Kanto, and many others for contributing to the live goal. Thank you very, very much. Nadia, thank you for the nice words. Kanto, thanks for the finger heart. Very cool. German girl currently in the UK. Your content is so on point. Reminds me of my family. Well, that's sweet. Thank you. Thanks for bringing the videos. Kevin, how often do you go back to America? I try to go every single year. That's kind of what I was saying earlier about the downside of traveling when you live abroad. It's pretty limited to just going back to where you came from. So I make a plan usually to go every year. And I try to go longer and longer, actually. I mean, I'd love to have the finances to be able to go back to America and stay there for like a couple of months or 3 months or something, but it's just so hard to do that. But I go every year, usually about 6 weeks. Paula, how long have you been living in Germany? I think this is my 8th year. Project Dad, my stepson is using Duolingo and it's working well. That's great. I mean, anything that helps is the right choice. Jimmy Calloway sounds like an old TV host. No, it's like a comedian being introduced by like a Johnny Carson type thing. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, one of the greatest comedians around. You know him, you love him from the. He's got two of the biggest comedy blockbuster films out this year. You know him, you love him. You can't wait to have him out here on the sofa. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Calloway. Great name. He just moved here in September and haven't started language classes yet. That's okay. It's not even been 2 months yet. You'll get there. Storms. Hey, hi. Want to know something awesome? My sister sends me your vids. That's great. Thank you. Every time I try to like read one one at a time, it jumps like all the way to the freshest message. So I can't see what else Storms said, but I can see Farhad says, hello from Afghanistan. Thank you for watching my videos. I'm really glad you like them. Jai says, what I noticed, what's funny is when an Ausländer speaks in German, you speak a lower tone than normal. That's true. That's absolutely true. And it's true for myself as well. Like, I mean, whenever I'm, I think I'm getting a little better about not doing it, but I definitely still do it from time to time. Like when I do my German character, Johannes, like, Jordan, like der Jordan, ich denke, vielleicht, Like, I'm actually doing a pretty, like, clean impression of my friend Mark. he really, you know, it's really deep. There's Storms. My sister lives in Italy, so you're international, and she thinks you're the German standard. Aye, aye, aye. Let's see here. My voice. Yeah, when you speak English, your voice goes higher. I mean, if you're trying to do an impression of me, I think you're going to crack some wine glasses, because my voice is very scratchy and pitched up pretty high. The change in voice depends on the language. True. But specifically with German, it has to, for me, it goes deeper, for sure. User 550637485798 asks, the best and worst thing about living in Germany? Well, I mean, I'm not going to get political, but best things tend to be like pretty huge differences between, you know, the systems in place of like Europe or the rest of the world, other than, like, I would say best things is like quality of food, like the food and drug laws, at least in Germany compared to where I come from, are stricter, which means there's less like addiction issues. There's better, higher like meat quality and like fresher produce and stuff like that, which I'm a big supporter of. Better recycling. Better, like, and that stuff's annoying, and I think people who are in charge of it can be super annoying, but it is better for the environment, better for the earth, so I stick with that a lot. You know, in the end, it's like, yeah, that's good, whatever, it's a little annoying, but you're doing it, and it's good. And then also, like, healthcare, education, stuff like that. So for me, that's best. Like, these systems in place, and, like, just the bread, man, the bread and the beer. Yeah, Germany, it's a wonderful place. I mean, that's obviously, there's reasons why I don't just leave when I'm upset with it. Worst things, you know, I hate to say the word worst, because, I mean, I've basically made a career out of just making fun of the things I don't like. So if there were no worst things, I would not be in this position. And I'm so grateful for the good and the bad. You know what it is? Jimmy's got it right here, though. Paperwork, 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 bureaucracy. Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing that can kiss my white butt, is all of that insane, crazy, exhausting, you know, head-bashing paperwork. There's paperwork for everything. It's just unbelievable. I hate it. So, yeah, that can go away and fall into a field somewhere and disintegrate into dust. That I don't care for. Let's see. Yeah, Francisca, Ausländerbehörde paperwork. That specifically, filing those papers is hell. Yes, 100%. Tamara says, I think people who are musically inclined are much easier in picking up other languages and accents. I completely agree with that, because I can speak to that for myself. That's why I think when I do my German character, I think it gets better, obviously, also because I'm practicing it every day, but it's, thanks for the potato, Kanto, but it's, You know, I'm a musician first. I was a musician only for years and years and years and years and years. And I genuinely think that that helped me hear what a German sounds like when they speak English. And of course, not all Germans. I have some German friends who sound like me. But this kind of broken sounds of the way that when they're stuck on something, it's a bit, it's not quite. It's like they're holding on to something. It's a little, you know, there's little kind of struggle. The tongue, the L's, you know, the L's always get very caught up. I feel like the tongue always gets like little, like ja, gerne, ja, bisschen. Like it's just these little like stop and goes, and there's a rhythm to it. And I think that's why it's benefited me to being able to do it. And when I speak German itself, that's where it punishes me. Speaking English with a German person's accent, it's been the best. Speaking German as a true language, it's suffered me. It's beat me to death because I get caught up on the sounds. It's not sounding right, so I dare not say it. It's stupid. Jesuis Louis says, the way you speak English is so relaxing. Do you do podcasts? Well, I've got good news for you. First off, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. And second of all, yes, I do. The live that you're on right now is a recording for my weekly podcast that I do called Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. I don't go live every week for it. I usually have guests or I do funny episodes and looking at articles, news updates, things about being an immigrant in Germany. And it's available everywhere you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify. Gonna try and do some upgrades in the next few months. Maybe get a video podcast going. Get things up on YouTube. But I've had it since 2019. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, and we've had some great guests, some great content creators. You guys might know, like Austrian Kiwi or Liam Carpenter, Liam Carps, or Laura Ramoso. And Calvin and Hobbs, like the two German guys. But if you want to hear my voice more, there's a podcast every week, free. You can listen to it everywhere. Thanks for answering. I'll check it out. Oh, well, thanks for checking it out. I hope you like it. I would recommend, there's a very funny episode, a goofy one from like 2 weeks ago called Emotional Support Alligator. I'm looking at the episode list right now. That one's kind of goofy. But there's a great interview with a content creator called Irish Man in Germany. You'll see. If you look at the episode list, there's like three or four interviews back to back to back. So you can see if you want to see an interview or just me talking. I do a lot of solo episodes too. Patricia, I live in Munich. Project Dad, I would love to be a guest. I'm from Bavaria, but have lived in Ireland for 12 years. So you're basically the exact opposite of Irish man in Germany, the content creator. You're Bavarian man in Ireland. And I'm guessing by your channel name that you don't do content based on that, but more about fatherhood, I'm assuming. But maybe you should. Maybe you should do both. By the way, best name in the world, Queen of Meanie Butt Mountain. I'm trying to get a work visa in Germany right now, and the process is super stressful. Queen of Meanie Butt Mountain, have you considered telling the German agencies what your profile name is? Have you thought about that? Have you considered that? Queen of Meanie Butt Mountain, have you thought about telling them that that's your profile name? Huh, no. I would. I would. Hey, I'm moving from Sweden to Germany this weekend. What is your opinion on Le Wagon? Le Wagon. Well, funny. Funny that you should ask about Le Wagon. I recently did a video for them, actually. I did a partnership with them You know, the thing is, I haven't participated. I can speak on it in two ways. Like, one, I did a video for them, right? So they paid me, and I did a video, and it's on my Instagram. It's on here too. It's on TikTok too. It's on my channel. And you know, very sweet people, kind people. They care about the product. They care about their customers. They're very smart. It was promoting this boot camp. It's like learning code, the Speak Code and German boot camp that they're doing. But I can only speak to that relationship. I didn't participate in their program because I don't have the brain or the interest to learn code. And I know German enough now that I wouldn't want to do a boot camp for it. So good people. Yeah, good ratings. Like you say, yeah, good people, good ratings. They seem to have a pretty high standard. So I would try it. See what their prices are like. Patricia, I live in Germany, but my German is really bad. Any suggestions? Well, that's what we were talking about earlier a bit. Like Project Dad here says to go out and talk to people in Duolingo. Yeah, I mean, going out and getting immersed sounds easier than it is when you don't know anything. Like, I don't know if you have German friends. You know, the thing is, you can't meet German friends in German when you don't know the language. So you meet people in your language, which is probably English. And then when you make friendships in English, it's almost impossible to switch out of that, because until then, maybe you, through them, can get like some connection to learning the language, and then you get those friends to introduce you to people who are German, and then you have to kind of try and start a relationship with them in German, but then you're insecure and you're also like apologetic and just give me a chance, just give me a moment here, let me try and figure this out. And then usually in the end they switch to English anyway, and you know, then you've got yourself then you've got yourself kind of a conundrum. But I would suggest, because immersion isn't that easy, trying some intensive courses, obviously trying the apps. It depends what kind of learner you are. Amy Huang says, are you actually living in Germany? Yes, I am still living in Germany. I'm in Munich. Again, apologies for the podcast listeners who know all this stuff already, but I hope that you guys are having fun too. Rapsodia. What a great name. Rapsodia. How long did it take you to feel comfortable with the language? Well, I wouldn't say that I've ever totally super been comfortable with the language. That's my battle. That's my struggle. But some people I know, some friends of mine got comfortable within like 6 months. I mean, it just depends how you learn and how dedicated you are. Francisca, I met my German friends through work, then work friends exposed me to their circles. Okay, so you do have opportunities there to get into circles where you could immerse and, you know, find, you know, probably some people would be like tandem partners with you too, wanting to better their English, but speaking German with you. You know, that happens sometimes too. So far, I just want to say for the moment, guys, if you are enjoying this live, I appreciate so much. We've already got 4,000 likes. You can click this little guy up here at the top to subscribe and like be a part of this community, and I hope you're enjoying it. This is all, again, part of a regular weekly podcast that I normally do called Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, and it's available on all platforms. But this week I wanted to go live and talk to a few of the followers, and yeah, just wanted to remind everybody, if you want to be a part of the group up here, you can send likes. Thank you, Charlotte, for the rose. And yeah, we can just keep this crew rising on up. Yeah. Let's see. I love your video. Thank you, Aina. Tina says, greetings from Germany. What did you bring, or why did you want it? Well, I mean, I would never say that like I originally, for example, when I first moved to Bavaria, and I've talked about this on a few as a guest on some other people's podcasts before, but people always say, when I first moved here, they're like, so all the Germans would say, let me guess, you're in Munich from New Orleans, you know, instead of going to Berlin or wherever, like cooler cities. And they say, well, let me guess. So it's either you, you know, came over to chase a girl, or you or for work, or, you know, or like you have to work and they sent you here. And I laughed because it was always the case that they kept pitching that to me, and it was always right. I'm a romantic guy. I got a soft heart. I write silly love songs, and I'm a goofy goof. So I followed a girl. What can I say? AW, you're the only American I've seen who can relate with Germans and living here. Let's see, who can relate with the German and living here, relate with them. You mean like that I can sympathize with them, or that I can kind of understand how they function? Francisca, I'm a nurse, and that's basically my privilege. And I think I might have missed what set that one up. Brot is back in the chat, baby. What is the longest German word you know? Oh boy. You know, I feel like Project Dad typed in something insane. Oh, here's one he wrote, like Schifffahrtskapitänsmützenhalterung. Yeah, that was a good one. That's probably, I mean, those things are just so ridiculous. You know, there's words of like, what's that one? That one's kind of insane, right? It's like the cabinet of the ship's captain's private locker. It's like all these things put together into one. Tamara, thanks for the pumpkins. You know, I love Halloween. Halloween's probably my second favorite holiday. And as an American, I love celebrating it. And I love Halloween movies. I love, my favorite yearly Halloween movies are always like Beetlejuice, the original, like early 1990s Addams Family movies. Oh God, Trent through the gunner. Rinde Kennzeichnung über Wachhubsaufgabenübertragungsgesetz. Ugh. Get out of here. Go. Trent, you're fired. Get out of here. It's nasty, horrible. Ah. he messed it up. Yeah, you messed up my brain, Trent. Let's see. Can you survive with only English during the first months when you go to Germany? Of course. I mean, the curse of it is that it's very easy to survive. I mean, it depends where you go. If you go to a city, sure. Are you going to go to a city? Are you going to go to a Dorf, like a small village or something? Because I've known people who end up going to villages, and I just don't know how they survived it. Like going to a village, not knowing any of the language at all, and then being kind of just like forced to learn. It's really crazy. I don't know if you guys ever saw this movie Triangle of Sadness, but I always think about there's a German actress in the movie who ends up being stranded with a bunch of people who don't speak German. And I kind of relate to her. Like, I kind of sympathize with her, because I always thought, like, if I was stuck on an island full of Germans, I mean, I would be able to tell them what I want, but it would be like caveman. And then on the flip side of that, I would be so fluent in German, conversational, after like a year. Imagine you're stuck on an island with three or four Germans. They only speak German. And you have to communicate, like, where the firewood is, and, oh, someone's drowning, oh, I'm hungry. You know, like, I think you would, it's pretty good way to go do it. Maybe I'll just go, like, sink a ship full of Germans and get stuck for a year. Mini Goldberg asks, I joined late. I'm confused. Are you German or American? Guys, why don't you let Mini know what the truth is? Let's see here. Oh, Endlose Träume moved to a village. That's very difficult. That's a great way to learn it, to be honest, just like how we became native speakers from birth. Yeah, I mean, let's see, if you intentionally sink their ship, they're not going to talk to you. They won't know that I did it intentionally, because I will be secretive about it, and I will pretend that I'm a seaman on the ship, on the poop deck, cleaning up the poop. And they won't know that I sunk their ship until I'm fluent enough in German to tell them. AW, I moved to a dwarf. Woof. Okay. Yeah, that's the thing is like when someone gets not forced to, but when they like when they have no choice but to go to a dwarf, I get like anxious thinking about that. I get so anxious thinking, how could they possibly survive that? I feel so lucky comparatively being in a city. I mean, yeah, complained about, you know, yes, I can complain about Munich and blah, 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 but, you know, it's not a dwarf. I'll tell you that much. It sure is all get out is not a little village. And whenever I visit the villages in Germany, I love them and some of them are beautiful and, you know, whatever. Never want to be stuck there. I live in a dwarf and no one speaks English. Whoa, fast, hold on. I live in a dwarf and no one speaks English or they don't want to speak English. It's tough. It's really tough. How are you? Would love to meet up and talk about your Germish attitudes. Denise. I love that you signed off the comment like it's an email. But that's funny. I grew up on a dwarf. Yeah, if you grow up in a dwarf, that's different. If you grow up in a dwarf, that's different. That's different from being moving there from somewhere else and being like, oh shit, like nobody speaks any English here. Hello, Karen. Thanks for joining the chat, everybody. Thanks for the gifts. Thanks for the likes. This is really cool. I really appreciate it. Hey guys, can you guys tell Manar, if I'm German or not? Let them know. Let's see, Svetlana, mein Freundin, ich fand deine Videos. Der hat mir noch gerade eben ein Video gesendet. That's so nice, Svetlana. Thank you for sharing the videos. Let's see, Flo. We just moved from Berlin to a small town in Bavaria, and I'm anxious, and I am native German. Andrew has it right. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you choose to move from a city to a dorf? Why would you move from a city to a dorf? Don't make no sense. Don't make a leg of sense. It don't make no sense. Might as well just not do it. I was going to say something else. You might as well just die. I'm kidding. Oh, Dark Raven with the facts. Oh, man. If I could get in this chat with like a... I want to put like a raven. I want to put like a raven. That's a W for Dark Raven right there. I want to put a raven in the chat. Thanks for people who... Raven knows the truth. Got real fans up in here, guys. Lulu, you're also right. Yo, Jai with a W. That's for you, Dark Raven. Oh, you know, that even kind of looks like a raven. You know, you get the W. Oh, that's cool. Yo, W's in the chat, guys. That's for the raven right there. How do you feel about American use of German words like kindergarten? You know what's so ridiculous is every single year there is another, word that I think about or come across organically that I think, oh my God, that's a German word. Like it just, like it's so, in these words are so ingrained in me. Hi, Kimberly from New York State. There's so many words ingrained in my mind from my whole life that I just don't think about. Why would I think about them being German words? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like how are those German words? And somehow it comes up and it's always a shock. It's always a shock to me. I don't think it's weird. I think it's very normal. You know, you have colonizers, Germans migrating around. All these different words get mixed up. America's this like this almost said cesspool. It's like just a meshy like little, you know, pot of stuff. But it's a pleasant surprise every time. Kindergarten, which is also, I never thought, like before I moved here, I never thought about how that's literally like a garden of children. That's just crazy. It's pronounced differently enough. I don't recognize them. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's some words that are, what's a good, let's see here. German words used in English. Oh, okay. Doppelganger. Never even crossed my mind that that's a German word. Of course. Of course. Tamara, thank you for the finger hearts. Guys, if you want to join in on this community, you can add likes right here. You can send roses. You can join the subscribers. It's a really fun. I'm loving this chat with you guys. You guys are so fun today. Angst. Oh my God. Of course. You know what's funny? Oh, we got the goal. Oh my God. We got the goal. Hey, that's so cool. We reached the live goal. Guys, that's so awesome. Thank you. Oh, what? That's so cool. I'm so grateful. You guys are the best. That's the best group of people, these followers. This is so cool. Let's take a look here. Yeah, beer garden. Yes. Kitsch, of course. Lager. No, but there's better ones than this. Hold on. There's better ones than this. Those are stupid. What's a better one? Those are dogs. Wait, we got noodle. Oh, noodle comes from like noodle. Okay, yeah. But also, like, how much of it is like a German word that you don't recognize in your English vernacular as opposed to like just the translation? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of stupid if you go too far. It says here that Hamburger is named after Hamburg, a city in Germany. Excuse me, a hamburger is named after America's delicious pastime, favorite meal ever, okay? Hamburg, the city, came after, okay? Okay. In British English, we use beer garden over beer garden. German and English not come from the same base language, Anglo-Germanic. Yes, okay. Again, I'm not a historian, but there are obviously what I'm saying is that the crossovers of having German words in the English language should come as no surprise. Marcella, hi from Brazil. Brought here with a very divisive opinion. German sounds far better than English, in my opinion. What do we think about that one, ladies and gentlemen? German sounds far better than English. Oh, bread. We started so good, bread. Soft, flaky, warm baguette bread. You were delicious. The smell floated my feet up like Drake when he smells a pie. And now look what you've gone and done. Look what you've gone and done. English sense. Be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself. Sister of the Moon says, German and English are so vastly different, cannot really be compared, in my honest opinion. They are very different. That's true. Christine, I had planned to move down to Germany, but after the ridiculous dog laws, I'm staying in Denmark. I don't know about the ridiculous dog laws. What are the dog ridiculous dog laws? Bread says, it just has a characteristic to it that sounds more relaxing to listen to. I guess that's okay. Marcella, for Brazilians, the German sound seems like you were always angry. Yeah, that's the truth. Like, Tsvika, thanks for the nice words. What's funny to me about the way German sounds is like, I do think that this joke, like this classic joke video of like a word that's in like English and then Spanish and then and then French, and then it gets to German, and the German is like someone just screaming in your face. I do think that joke is outplayed. I do think that joke is overplayed. What's up, Nintendo? Girl, you know I want your love. Well, you got it. What was I just saying? Man, it's also the bad thing about doing the lives is I can't stay on track. Christine, dog law lady. Sorry. The new laws that make breeding certain purebreds impossible. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're a dog person and you like to dog breed and then they make rules where you can't do that, then I get that your interest wanes. Alex, you're the best. I love your videos. You're so accurate with the characters you show. Thanks, Alexa Tauchi. That's very nice of you to say. Christine, dog lady, it is not enforced for the puppy mills. I love Germany by on this. They did a self goal. Okay, so it's a good thing that they did that. Okay. Oh, I remember what I was saying now about this, like, the joke, right? The joke is like, here's one word, like, hospital, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, Krankenhaus. Like, I really hate that joke. I think that joke is very overplayed. It's very overdone. No, that's basically it. I mean, I'm trying to sort of connect with bread here a little bit. Like, I don't agree with that joke. There are some harsh words, but that's not like the normal thing. And I have heard people, yeah, Krankenhaus, Krankenwagen are very overused. I hate that joke. I have plenty of Germans in my life. I hear them speak German constantly. And no, 99.999% of Germans never sound like that joke. So I like to make jokes in my videos based on like really things that just really happen. Yeah, there's exaggerations about like not everybody wants to hike 1,000 kilometers a day, but some people do that stuff. And it's funny to like make fun of that. But this thing about the language, for me, it gets old very, very quick. Yeah, for example, like this person said, if you scream butterfly, like the Schmetterling, that's also used so much, you know, it just, I see a lot of people coming in from different countries and when they want to make content or something, that's like the first video that they make is like something with the language. And or like Eon 5, the hair, like for me, like that's so real, you know, this H and then the A with the umlaut, that's so real. That's such a constant, like persistently a regular thing that is always a part of my, like everybody says that, huh? Huh? And it's like, ow, you know, it's like someone with a dagger, like, huh? Ow, stop it. And yeah, I'd rather make fun of that because every, huh? Everybody does that here. Marcella, you tell jokes seriously, impossible to know if it was funny. I think it's possible to tell if it's funny. I think you just can't always tell if I'm joking. I'm new in Germany and still can't speak German, but I can speak your German. Oh, God. That might be worse. Doch. Yeah, doch's a good one. Doch was like one of the first words I really like grew to like genuinely love about the German language. It's a tough language, but there are some great things like doch and genau and stimmt. Franziska says that she thinks Bavarian or Bayerisch is the cutest dialect and they don't sound angry. Oh, Franziska. No, I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't sound angry. There's so many dialects. It's hard to remember what each one of them sounds like, honestly. For me, like the most distinct one is in the south, like in the mountains, in the Allgäu, like this Swiss, like this heavy. There's like a, like instead of some people saying like, I'm gonna go take a nap like upstairs or something like ich gehe oben zu schlafen, for example, something like that. In the south, I've heard people like instead of saying like, I'm gonna go lie down or something, they'd be like, if flocka he, you know, and it's just like this, what is that? Stop it. Melissa, thanks for becoming the number 10 member on the team. Thanks for the gifts, guys. That's really cool. I'm going to talk for a few more minutes if you guys want to pop out any other questions or topics you want me to cover. And then I'm going to wrap things up just short of an hour here. So I've got a couple more minutes. I'll stay on. In the meantime, guys, if you're having fun, if you enjoy doing these lives, let me know if I should do more of these lives. It's really fun to get to talk to you guys and chat around and say these German words with you, like Quatsch and Mahlzeit. And again, if you want to be a part of this community and do more things like this and have more personal interaction with me, you can always click this guy up here at the top and be a subscriber. And there's perks for people who subscribe, and we're going to do some more things like this. And yes, I wanted to talk at the beginning of this, but I completely forgot. Speaking because haha, Cat Scully just asked, do you do live stand-up? I am preparing a live event in Munich for January. I can't tell you where, and I can't tell you the exact day yet. I should be able to announce it very, very soon. I'm literally just waiting for this mother effing email to confirm to me that it is booked. And when it is booked, when everything's caught, when everything's like settled, then I can finally announce it. And it should be very, very, very soon. And then, yes, I will be doing some stand-up, storytelling, music. It'll be a whole variety show. It'll be very, very, very funny. Well, hopefully funny, and for me, very fun. It's nice to catch you live after listening to the podcast in IG. Thanks, Dark Raven. I like doing this, too. I should probably do this more often. I tried, like, back in the day to do, like, one live a week, but I don't know. It's not always easy to find the time. And like, also, I mean, it's, you know, this is like noon on a Wednesday. So I'm very lucky that even 60 people can be here right now. It's very cool. Eon 5, can you talk in German like 100%? Like, no. I mean, like a 100% fully. I can have conversations in German, yes. But I won't sound perfect. Of course not. You're really pushing it. I mean, the classy thing is like, ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch reden. Es ist nicht so schlecht für mich. Ich kann viel Deutsch verstehen. Aber ich habe viel Angst, weil ich nicht so gut klingen, glaube ich. let's say, hope I could arrange a day off for the stand-up. Yeah, Francisca, look, it's going to be on a weekend. So it's going to be, it'll be a show. There'll be a lot of promotion for it. It's going to be next January, so you have time to plan. It'll be a weekend night, big party. Really hoping to sell out the venue. We're going to go to just like, you know, something cooler and smaller, something everyone's capable of going to. So don't worry. I see. Once you're here, you can't really leave. Like you just start living. Well, thanks, Melissa. That's very nice. Good morning. As an English speaker, it's not so bad to learn to speak German, right? Someone once told me that. Again, just depends what kind of brain you have. Like I'm not a language learning brain type. So it was hard for me. I mean, I still struggle with it, but it's not, you know, whatever. Marcella didn't understand anything. That makes me feel like a pro. I literally said was I can speak some German. I can understand a lot, but I have a lot of anxiety when I speak because I don't think I sound good. That's kind of what I wanted to say. Yeah, tomorrow when I speak in German, the person switches in English, which is bittersweet, right? All right, guys, I think with that in mind, I'm going to wrap things up. Again, thank you so much for everyone who's been on the live today. This has been super, super fun. You guys are the sweetest and the funniest, and I really appreciate all the questions and the games and the interactions. If you want to be like part of this community, you can always click here to subscribe. There's more perks. There's private things like more interactions, more private emotes. We can do personal shout outs. We can do a live together if you want to be on the live next time. Thanks for the gifts. As always, you guys are the best. And for those just wondering here at the very end, again, this recording is part of my weekly podcast called Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. It comes out every single Thursday on all platforms wherever you get your podcasts. So it's free to listen to. This live will be the next episode of it. It's not usually the case. Usually I have guests, but it's a fun one this week. So thank you guys for all the gifts here at the end. I really appreciate it. We crossed our subscriber goal, and man, my heart's just exploding. So I was like, oh, I want to let you guys go, but you're sending so many gifts. It's really sweet. All right, guys. Thank you. I love you. Have a wonderful day. And thanks for watching the videos. It means a lot to me. Mwah. Bye-bye, guys. All right. Ciao, ciao. All right. The live has ended. I hope that wasn't too annoying for my beautiful podcast listeners out there. But yeah, basically, the January show is just about there. And we can finally announce it and talk about it. And we'll know more this week about this TV show thing. And yeah, you guys are the best. Much love. Bye-bye. Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.